Mais comment ça, le monde est type, tu croyais quoi?
Aya Nakamura's music gets played a lot. Billions and billions of streams. This one track called Ja Ja off her 2018 album, Nakamura, has more than 390 million plays on Spotify alone. She is one of the most popular musicians in the world, with a distinct combination of pop, hip-hop, and Afro-Caribbean beats that fill earbuds and sweep dance floors from France to Senegal to the U.S. Now Aya Nakamura has a new album, her fourth. It's called DNK. She joins us now from Paris. Thanks so much for being with us.
De rien.
We are also joined by Farima Konekito, who is translating our conversation. You perform as Aya Nakamura, but this title, DNK, is kind of a nod to your real family name, Dianoko. Why did you decide to do that?
Pourquoi ce choix? Bah parce que quand j'ai fait cet album-là, j'étais pas du tout...
Why this choice? Well, I made this choice because while I was making this album, I was not necessarily thinking of myself as Aya Nakamura. I was not there as a singer. I was there as Aya Dianoko. And that's what I wanted to convey through this album.
We want to listen to, because there are lots of Caribbean beats, especially from a dance music genre called Zouk. And this album features the acclaimed Zouk star, Kim. Let's listen to a little bit of another song, SMS, where the Zouk beats are particularly prominent. Tell us about the Zouk and Caribbean influences that we hear on this album.
Bah, j'ai décidé de mettre du zouk dans cet album-là parce que je voulais revenir aussi.
So, from my perspective, I felt like I was going back to my roots because I actually started music by exploring the genre zouk, and I also this was an ode to my adolescent years. I was listening to a lot of music from Kim specifically, who's a superstar for me. So it was only so natural for me to bring her on this album.
Dans cet album.
Quand j'entends ta voix, j'avoue, je fous. C'est peut-être ça le problème.
You are a huge international superstar, and we are very fortunate to have you on our program. Do you care if you're well known in the United States or not?
Bah après, pour dire la vérité, je me suis jamais intéressée.
So for me, I wasn't necessarily always curious about what's happening in the U.S. I mean, I listen to a lot of American artists here and there, but I don't necessarily understand the language, and so it didn't necessarily come to mind to dive into it. But I would like to visit first, maybe, and then see. But because my fan base is not necessarily in the U.S., then it's not something that I'm thinking about always. Let's see, maybe.
You've never been to the U.S.?
Non, jamais. Je suis jamais venu.
No, never. I never visited.
Yeah. I want to play a little bit of a song that you have in here about love and relationships. Tous les jours.
Tous les jours.
Corps à corps, il me demande corps à corps. Tomber sous mon charme, lui il veut le corps à corps. Tous les jours.
What are you trying to put across about love, relationships?
Ce que j'essaie de dire dans cette chanson, c'est plus en rapport avec le désir, on va dire.
So through this song, what I'm trying to say, it's like I'm trying to speak more about sexuelle, desire, sex appeal, very romantic aspect of love. And that's what this song is essentially about.
People have put your face on posters in some protests against violence against women in France. What do you think they find in your music?
C'est plutôt le, on va dire le, l'émancipation de la femme souvent.
My songs sometimes we call, you know, the emancipation of women, freedom, and you know, the ability to use your voice for you to liberate yourself, essentially. And so I have a feeling that it's something related to that, and you know, ultimately that's what I sometimes like to put forth in my music. But I hope that you know this is what people take away, because at the end of the day. We have responsibilities as women, you know, when it comes to music, because I'm thinking about my family, I'm thinking about my children, my daughters. I want to make sure that I contribute to that positively. And so I'm not sure, but I think that's why people use the music and myself as a symbol to push for conversations like that.
Yeah. I have to ask, does it undercut that message when, I don't have to tell you, you were in court with your partner? Facing a domestic violence charge.
Je pense pas. En tout cas, pour moi, après, je sais pas.
For me personally, I don't think they're related. The message is the message.
Without trying to judge the case, did you fail to live up to your own message?
Je peux changer de sujet.
She's essentially saying that she would rather change the topic.
Well, we can change the topic, but I think would agree domestic violence is an important topic, isn't it?
Ah, oui.
Yes, of course, yes.
What do you hope that this album will give to a lot of the people around the world who love your music?
Quand j'ai fait cet album, je me sentais bien.
When I was working on this album, I was feeling good. I was feeling good about myself, and that's the feelings that I wanted to convey to people. I wanted women and everyone who listens to my music to feel, you know, joy, to also go through their pains and feelings in general that sometimes, you know, we may be overwhelmed with. So I wanted to provide with an album that would help people reflect on their emotions, and while at the same time, you know, get them to understand, hey, like, it's not that bad. Sometimes we feel amazing, sometimes we feel pain, sometimes we feel sad, but ultimately, all of this is beautiful.
Je pense que cet album donne, en tout cas quand on l'écoute.
Aya Nakamura, her new album, DNK, out now. By the way, our interpreter has been Furima Konekito. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.